Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Gene Conley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The third baseman, Vern Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bruton tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Talbot moves to second. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. Talbot moves to third. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews can't make a play. That's a base hit. Talbot scores. Kiner moves to second. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Logan moves to third. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is one for one in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi can't make a play. That's a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fondi. O'Connell moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Connell moves to third. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker strikes out. One out. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 1 in the game. Conley hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Banks reaches second base with a double. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garagiola hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Talbot moves to second. One out. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock can't make a play. That's a base hit. Talbot moves to third. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. Talbot scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pafko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves won. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garagiola hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crandall for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Gene Conley. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Talbot hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Talbot reaches second base with a double. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bruton. Baker reaches second base with a double. Talbot scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell catches it and throws to second with Logan covering, to double up Baker. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush can't make a play. That's a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Metkovich pinch hits for Ernie Johnson. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Milwaukee Braves, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.